The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, man.
Hello.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, I'm on vacation this week.
Sick.
I have done nothing.
No, you've been doing stuff.
I have done nothing.
You're not sitting in a room staring at a wall. You're doing something.
I was staring at a TV for two of them.
Yeah.
Two of my days.
Yeah, that counts. It's like what this whole podcast is about. What have you been doing on the TV?
Yeah, so I am a PlayStation boy.
Sure.
And the PlayStation Plus free games this month included Jurassic World Evolution. Evolution 2. And I always wanted to play it because I like Roller Coaster. What is it?
Tycoon.
Roller Coaster Tycoon has gone back.
Yeah.
But I liked Planet Coaster on the PC, and that's by a developer called Frontier. And they did the Jurassic World game as well. So it's kind of got the same flair, but it's incredibly detailed.
I know nothing about this game. Describe it in detail to me.
So it's a build-your-own park simulator.
Sick.
And they have, medical people that have to watch on the dinosaurs. They have park rangers that have to repair things during storms if they break. They have, airlifting dinosaurs out. You can tranquilize and stimulate dinosaurs. You can move them around. If they attack guests, you have to figure that out. If things are in the
How
same enclosure.
How often are they attacking guests?
It's
in more my often
park,
than you
in,
think?
In my park, more than you'd think.
Do they ever get out of their cages?
Yes,
and
so they
eat
break
the
out.
Mailman from Seinfeld?
Yeah. So they do break out and there's a scenario, like a pre-built like campaign mode, essentially, of this game that is based off of the original Jurassic Park movie. And it's called Chaos Theory.
Sure.
And because of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
Dino DNA.
Well, the first one is
what they should have called it.
You get the raptors going and figure that out. And then
you build Deinonychus.
Yep.
Thank
well,
you.
They have, if weirdly enough, they have Deinonychus and they have Velociraptor.
I'll explain quickly. I think I've said this in the past, but Velociraptors in the movie are actually the dinosaur Deinonychus, but they are called Velociraptors because it's a much cooler name. In fact, Velociraptors are much more like the thing that spit acid into Newman's face.
Yeah.
So, and it's a gripe I've had my entire life. Keep going.
It's just not sexy enough, Ryan.
It's not nearly sexy enough. I understand it. It doesn't mean I won't be mad forever.
Yeah. So they have the Deinonychus dinosaurs in this movie, and they look, it's like they reversed it. They're like tiny velociraptors. Well, tiny Jurassic Park velociraptors. So you build the park out, and the first like big dinosaur you make aside from the velociraptors are the what the hell is it called? The one that's sick in the movie. What is that?
Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Triceratops.
Oh.
Triceratops.
I wasn't really listening. If I'm being honest, I'm reading the Wikipedia article for Deinonychus right now.
Understood. So you make this Triceratops, and of course, they get sick. And then, of course, as soon as they get sick in the game, a giant storm comes and everyone has to go to the bunkers.
Whoa, it's like the movie.
Yeah. So it's pretty intuitive. It's like a very fun and time-sucking game. I went into free mode and just started like building my own thing. I've got to like this gigantic park now, and there's thousands of people there. And I think I'm just going to open one of the fences and see what happens.
Yes. That's very funny. Do you get to see people get eaten?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I mean, there's no blood.
Oh, I'm out.
But they like grab them and throw them up in the air, just like the Gennaro, the lawyer in the first movie.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Right on. Anyway,
I think this was Gennaro. I think this is him too.
Okay. This podcast is the HBO boys. We're here to talk today about our top five cocktails.
So beautifully done.
And thanks for the it's a smooth transition, baby. And probably also Emmy predictions.
Yeah.
A Variety article came out with the predictions that they have for who they think going to get Emmys. So we'll probably talk about that after the top five cocktails part, because lists are more fun to do. Although both of these sort of lists, both of these ideas list based.
Yeah. Yeah.
But before we get there, I've been thinking, Adam, you know, okay. I don't think the reason that people don't listen to this podcast, you know, and by people, I mean just like a lot of people.
Sure. Right?
Like the reason that we're not more, people don't like us is because... it's not because they don't actually no, it's not, you know, I'm down on myself. It's not because they don't like us, Adam. I thought of it. I figured it out.
Okay.
It's because we don't have a theme song.
Is that right?
Yes. If we had a theme song, everybody would like us more.
Because
they already obviously like our personalities, have nothing wrong with them having the same personalities for the last 8 years and getting to where we are, which is being a very small podcast. This is it's not us. You know,
so it can't we're be.
Doesn't
we're,
have it's not
so we're
possible.
Coming up with a theme song. Is that what
we're
you're
coming
telling
up
me?
With a theme song? And once we get the theme song, okay, once we nail this theme song, I've been in the lab.
In the lab.
In the lab with my beakers and shit, and I've been cooking something up.
All right,
been cooking it up, and now this is the time in which if I was a good podcaster,
yeah,
we'd play it. That's not gonna. It's not done.
We're just gonna tell you, and then you just imagine it. It's gonna be
imagine.
Great.
Imagine a cool song with us here right now. Anyway, that's a thing I've been thinking about.
But I love that idea. And it's funny that you bring that up because this morning I just was piddling on my computer and I brought in the HBO Boys logo into Photoshop.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like,
oh,
you
man.
Know what? I think it's time for a new banner on the Patreon.
Oh, and shit. I love when you do free work.
Yeah. And I take advantage of my work's Adobe Photoshop license.
Oh, of course, me too.
So I have access to Photoshop. I don't use it a ton, but I do have access to it. So I downloaded the beta of Photoshop that has this generative AI fill.
Oh,
that,
shit.
That has been storming the internet.
Yeah, you used machines.
And I'm going to send it to you right now. And I want you to react to it in real time.
Dude, this is so funny. Like, I was like, there's going to be a song and then there's no song. And this is an audio format. And you're like, there's going to be a picture. And they're just sitting there like, that's two things in a row that you said then didn't give me. This isn't the reason people don't listen.
Yeah. So I want you to react to it in real time. And then if you're vibing with it,
I mean,
just throw it up, dude. And then the new patrons can see it when they subscribe. So,
oh, shoot. Yeah. Good point. I'm so glad you said the word Patreon. Yeah. This is a episode that goes up on Patreon first. Patreon.com/HBOBOIZ. It's $1 a month. You get on the Discord and you get to listen to these episodes earlier. They come out on Tuesdays. They're the bant portion that happen around us talking about TV shows. And if you go to patreon.com/HBOBOIZ, you get to hear it earlier before it gets on the main page. Although, also, I respect you main page people, and hello.
You hear it eventually.
Yeah.
Okay, I just sent it to you.
Oh, shit. Oh, in email, not even on Discord. Well, this is so fancy.
I had it in my Google Drive. And I want to tell you the prompt. So what I did was I literally threw in the logo.
Oh, this is fucking sick, dude.
So I threw in.
This is sick.
I threw in the logo.
Oh, my God.
And I just selected the ends and I made it the size of the Patreon, you know, banner. And I said, fill this with deep space with a microphone and a film reel using purple, blue, and black.
Yeah.
And this is what it did.
It did exactly what you told it to.
And like, I think it's really cool how it like made the H explode out, kind of like the Death Star. The H and the Z are like exploding out. And there's just like this ring aura around it.
Oh my God.
It's just
dude,
really cool.
This is sick. Okay. It's on the Patreon now. You don't even have to be a Patreon person to go look at it. It's patreon.com/HBOBYC to see Adam's sick banner. That's free content right there for you.
Fucking nothing. That's all Adobe Photoshop's generative fill. And all I did was tweak the like the
rotation.
We are
not sponsored by them. It feels like we are now.
We are not. But I just tweaked the icons a little bit, but they fucking just put them there. And I'm like, this is great.
Dude, this is sick. Yeah. I'm gonna put this in the for everyone to see.
Yeah. Hey,
look,
there you go.
What Adam did. I'm saying that in the Discord. You get to be okay. This is amazing. Let's talk about cocktails.
Let's talk about cocktails.
Cocktails, baby. Yeah. So we've been doing top five lists, and we did this because we love cocktails. They're good drinks.
Oh,
and
yes.
There's just not a lot in life that is better than the moment of
a sip. I thought you were going to stop there for a second. There's just not a lot in life.
And then I kill myself.
That'd oh my be God.
Fucking sick. Well, who's going to send you this file if I... Anyway. No, there's not a lot in life when you that's much better than when you sip a drink and the feeling goes through your body, which is just like, that's fucking fire, dude.
It's so
and
dope.
It's just it's the vibe starter, the kindling of a very good night is a wonderful cocktail. And we're going to do our top five.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful set piece you just put in everyone's brain. The kindling of a good night.
Yes,
don't
overdrink it. If you have a problem, go find help for it. But
of one good night, not every night.
Not every, I mean, I guess. So also parameters, because the best part about lists are rules. And we discussed this where, like, we didn't say this thing neat. So the parameter basically is this is a mixed drink with two or more ingredients. And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, for sure. Not like... you know, whiskey on the rocks. Not like
what is your favorite neat drink?
Though? Oh, it's a bourbon or a scotch whiskey on the rocks. Yeah, for sure. Dude. And my top, I mean, my top for many years has been Lagavulin 16.
Of course. Ron Swanson.
Yeah, Ron Swanson. And I only tried it because Nick Offerman kept saying it in the show. And I'm like, I gotta try this whiskey.
It was very good advertising. It's very smart that they did that.
Amazing. And then he came out with the Offerman Edition 8-year, which I bought. And it's very good. You'll have to try it. I'll have to bring it.
My favorite right now is the Eagle Rare. I had it the other day with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
at a restaurant. The only one around here that has it, because it's so rare and hard to find around here. It's in every gosh dang package store, which is what we call liquor stores in the place we're from, like in Kentucky or whatever. But yeah, anyway, top five.
Top five.
Yeah. I'm glad you just went into it rather than me explain more rules. My top five is an old fashioned.
Oh, and that's your number five.
Oh, yeah.
I do an old fashioned.
I'm not just going to say the drink, Adam. I'm also going to paint you a bit of a picture, like the place. In which I most want to be drinking an old fashioned, the place that in my head, if I close my eyes while I'm drinking an old fashioned, I can picture myself there and be like, be sick to be there with an old fashioned right now.
Yeah, hit me. What is it?
I have an old fashioned in my hand.
Yeah.
And I'm standing next to people who are all holding mint juleps at the Kentucky Derby, loudly claiming that I have a superior drink. Nothing against a mint julep. I like me a mint julep.
Yeah.
Old fashions are better. I like them.
they're better. I do like an old fashioned. There's quite a few people in our friend group who also fancy an old fashioned, which I like. It's kind of like a classic drink.
Bourbon.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. We just talked about our neat likes and not just likes. And we said bourbon and scotch. And the first thing I said was just like bourbon with stuff in it is what an old fashioned is. So.
I'm going to go off the rails a little bit. It's not bourbon. It's not my number five.
Oh, sick.
Mine is a traditional margarita with salt and it preferably the 1800 tequila.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
This is going to come up again.
Oh, I'm sure it will. I knew it will. But yeah, it's just a traditional margarita. It's delicious. It's sweet. It's salty if you like salt on the rim. 1800 tequila is very smooth, very good. It tastes amazing. You know, I've tried it with Padron. You know, I've tried it with Hornitos. 1800. Ooh. It just is better.
You know, usually I'm like anti-gatekeeper, anti-hoity-toity shit.
Mm.
But the way you said after other tequilas, I was like, Adam's going in.
Yeah, I'm just jabbing him a little bit.
Yeah.
Nothing against him. I mean, Epsilon is very good. I have a bottle of it downstairs, but I don't like it as a marg tequila.
Espelon?
Espelon. What did I say? Epsilon?
However you said it was better, but...
The real way is better.
Okay. Number four. My number four drink is a mojito.
I love a mojito.
Me too, dude. Yeah, right. Blue Mountain State brought it to the forefront. Actually, Burn Notice is really where I fell in love with the mojitos. Bruce Campbell's character always drinking a mojito in that show. When I picture myself in my perfect place drinking a mojito, I'm on a rented out golf course in Scottsdale, Arizona, and we're on a large green, perhaps on hole 18, and it's sort of a banquet type evening. burning. There's burnt ends there. There's steaks. There's cigars. There's people playing bocce. You know, it's that kind of vibe. There's a, you know, grab a golf club. Hit one of your friends. It's that kind of night, you know?
Jeez.
And lightly.
I like that you're painting these pictures of situational uses for this drink.
Yeah.
I suppose I can try and do this one on my next one, but it's a little lackluster for most people, but it is my top four.
I love that.
It is a Crown and Coke.
I just see you at our local half divey pub, not full divey.
Sure.
Family based. You go there when you're from like ages 12 through 18 with your parents because it's close and good enough. Mm-hmm. And you're at the bar there. We know everybody. And you say, can I get the dumps?
Yeah.
And a Crown and Coke.
Oh, the best combo. Oh, it's so delicious. And just a Crown and Coke is one of those simple cocktails. Crown Royal Canadian whiskey, which my dad ended up taking a liking to, and now he's on Bullet Bourbon, which he likes a lot.
Mm, I love Bullet
which
Bourbon.
Which is, it's wonderful. But Crown Royal and a Coca-Cola, not Diet Coke, Coca-Cola.
Okay.
You know, our local watering hole restaurant we go to has Fox and Park on tap. If no one knows what Fox and Park is, most people don't know what Fox and Park
is. No, you wouldn't. Everyone has a local soda, right?
For sure. Yeah.
Well, that's not true. Not everyone has a local.
Most states, I feel, do. Even Rhode Island has one called Yacht Club Soda, and it's very similar.
That matches up what I was about to say. Most states with pretentious white people have local sodas, and ours is Fox and Park, and it is delicious. I get the cream soda. It's so good.
Fox and Park goes hand in hand with New Haven style pizza, and it just is what it is. But our restaurant has Fox Park on their soda guns, and their Crown and Coke is just not as good as regular Coca-Cola. And just a Crown and Coke, simple, elegant, gets you where you need to be.
You know what I was thinking about? Our state has a potato chip that went pro.
Oh, hell yeah, it did.
Right? Like, it was a local potato chip, and it did so well that it's everywhere now, and it's during our lifetime, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, junior and senior year of high school, I went out to Reno, Nevada with my parents, and we were at Circus Hotel.
Of course.
In the vending machine then was Deep River Snacks.
Yeah, I was glad you said it. I was we should say it.
Yeah, Deep River Snacks. And I'm sure if anyone here in the United States is listening, you probably have seen this at your grocery store. It did go national.
Yeah, the Sweet Maui Onion.
Get out of here. My mom was at the Costco's. I think it was the Costco's.
Of course.
And she found Mango Habanero.
Get the
Deep River
out
Snacks.
Of here.
It's pretty good.
I bet that's so weird. I want to try it.
It's pretty good.
Shoot.
Yeah, man.
If I see
you this weekend, I have some.
My number three is a margarita with 1800. Sorry, yeah. I told you it was going to come up here. When I'm drinking this, I'm in a Tex-Mex restaurant where everything comes with cheese and rice. And they're sneaky. And if you have two of them, you are more lit than you thought you would be.
This restaurant that you're talking about has one called the Ultimate where they only limit you to two of them.
Yeah, it's like the hot sauces you have to sign a waiver for beforehand. They're you can't have more than two of these. You might die.
Or you'll be passed out. There were a few times when Sammy was driving and I had two of those Ultimates, and let me tell you something, it absolutely gets you there.
Two sheets to the goddamn wind. Woo! Yeah. Those are so good. I like them.
So
that's
delicious.
Why they're mine. Number three.
Yeah. My number three is a Mai Tai. Now, picture this, Ryan. You're down in the southern states or potentially the Caribbean or somewhere tropical.
Obviously.
You're swimming at a gigantic swimming pool, and you swim up to a stool submerged in the water, and you sit on that stool.
There it is.
And you are now at a swim up bar.
Okay.
And you order yourself a Mai Tai, and the man with the Hawaiian shirt says to you, "Would you like a little umbrella?" And I say, "Yeah, I'm on vacation. I want that umbrella."
And if it's Jamaica, they're like, "Also, would you like drugs?" And I'm like, "Absolutely."
Mai Tai, delicious, fruity. It is probably my most foo-foo drink that I like. A lot of people say like Malibu Babries because they're delicious, but...
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're all of the drinks in which are in the category that you describe. I'm not going to describe it the same way, but it's everyone knows what you're talking about. Your labeling is rough, but...
it is a foo-foo drink. It's a foo-foo drink.
It's crazy that you said it three times. So,
I'm going to say it one more time.
Okay.
Foo-foo drink.
Okay. So everyone knows what you're talking about. But anyway, they're all delicious. That's the point.
Oh, so delicious. And when it's made like at a really nice place, they like put some flair on it and it looks amazing. It's like a tequila sunrise where it gradients in the glass. That you get the similar effect with a Mai Tai if it's done right.
Do you know why they call it the tequila sunrise?
Because there's tequila in it and it looks like a sunrise.
Yeah.
It's another tequila sunrise.
It's because you barf until the sun comes up.
Is that right? I want to bring up something so badly, but I feel like I'm going to bring it up. Like that time that you had Southern Comfort and blue.
You shouldn't have brought this up. That's a conversation we've had in the past, which is like, what are the things you can no longer drink because of one wayward evening?
And peanut butter whiskey.
Peanut butter whiskey these are my two. Peanut butter whiskey and Southern Comfort. And the two evenings were very specific and they ruined those things. And those things are done now. So
you know what? Peanut butter whiskey was the savior of COVID for me. I did buy a couple of bottles of it during COVID.
Oh, listen, these are two drinks that I like. Yeah. There's a reason I was having a lot of them. But I had too much.
SoCo for me though, it has a very specific taste and I can't like one and done. Like I could do a Southern Comfort shot with lime. And that's it. That's all I'm doing to that.
I was drinking it out of the bottle, which was the mistake. It was the mistake that I made. That's where, you know, it was. I sort of went to a fence in the road. Left was don't do that. And right was just drink it out of the bottle and all of it if you can. In just a shorter amount of time that you think someone should be able to physically do that. Ugh. And it went as poorly as you'd imagine.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's get off that topic. What's your number two, baby?
My number two is a vodka martini with blue cheese stuffed Spanish olives.
Wait, are you in vodka martini or just vodka on the rocks with blue cheese stuffed olives?
No, I want some olives. Listen, I do want it. I want it cold. I want it with at least a little. Yeah, of course. And a little bit of olive juice.
Sure.
And then you take a Spanish olive. You put blue cheese in it. You freeze it. And then those are put on a little stick. And that stick is put on the top of the drink. And the ice perhaps in it is like thin ice.
Yeah, the
chip ice. Get out of here.
Woo.
You get out of here with
that's
that.
How so you not, know it's delicious.
Not only am I drinking vodka, which is great. There are a lot of people listening to this like, no, but but then a blue cheese dust finish. Are you kidding? Especially when you're like two or three in and you're getting there, you're getting to the place you're trying to go.
Yeah.
And then you pop one of those olives and you're like, you know what? Drink is the best.
I remember you went on a tangent when we were living together and you were just buying blue cheese stuffed olives and you were just pouring the juice into your vodka drink and that was it.
Yeah, I kind of was like, vermouth, I don't have any. We're going to deal.
It takes up space.
Yeah, no, that was a mid-20s decision. I'll label it as that.
Decision.
Would I still do it? Yeah, in a pinch.
I think you have.
Recently, Ryan.
I don't know if it's... Well.
Nah, it has not been recent. I look at the blue cheese stuff. Olives is a thing I look at the grocery store and think, well, if only.
Oh man, I kind of want that.
I walk the fudge away.
Oh, you should get one bottle and then just
not. Listen, people. There are
is
like
that a dangerous road.
That's a dangerous road. It's it's the most pretentiously dangerous road.
Yeah. Well, again, let's get off this topic. My number two.
Am I not being positive enough for you?
I don't know. I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
See, sure. I have great relationships with all this. Well, you have great relationships with all of this too.
SoCo and peanut butter whiskey. Those are the only ones I have negative relationships with.
Yeah. And those are pretty.
Other than that, I don't. They're inanimate objects. It's liquid. There's no real relationship there. What you're hearing, I think what you're picking up on is some trouble I'm having with me.
Well, at least it's only those two, you know, it could be worse.
Could be worse. Right. That's what friends are for, Adam.
Yeah.
Bringing the guy who's like, that sounds terrible. But you know what?
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
All right. My number two is a Manhattan, specifically a Midnight Manhattan from a bar in New Haven called Anchor Spa.
Yeah.
And the reason why I like it so much from there is because they smoke it with Owl Shop tobacco
and
in a box.
Those two places are next to each other.
They're
and they both
other.
Rip. Oh, Owl Shop is cigars, espresso, and drinks. Anchor Spa is like a Jamaican, how would you even describe that?
It's like a Jamaican jerk menu, but they also do like really top tier cocktails.
They're
a cocktail
wings,
bar.
Dude.
Woo!
The fucking wings.
The dirty wings. Ooh,
I'm
sorry,
so hungry
the
right now.
Sexy wings.
Yeah, whatever they are. They're freaking sweet.
Yeah, man. They're dope. So a Midnight Manhattan, but really any Manhattan I really love.
Sure.
And my favorite memory of a Manhattan was not only the first time I had it at Anchor Spa, because it was life-changing, but when I went to my girlfriend's brother's wedding in Boston, they rented out a restaurant. Okay. Sure. And this was a very, very, very nice restaurant in Boston. They
dollar bills, y'all.
Oh, unbelievable. And it was a open bar all night, all top shelf with
those
cocktail.
Two words.
Oh, dude.
Top shelf open
Bro,
bar.
Top shelf with bartenders that weren't, they're not just bartenders. They're like cocktail connoisseurs.
Did they have suspenders on?
No, they had like a whole uniform for the
So they're level two. One day, like a black belt, they will receive their suspenders.
No. If anything, they were better because it was like this.
Okay.
No, seriously.
Uh-huh. No, yeah, no, sure.
This restaurant was no joke and top shelf open bar the whole time. And I got Manhattans the whole night. And it was the most consistent drink that I've ever had was at that wedding. I got
That's
four
interesting.
Or five of them.
Is that the answer to the question? Like, if you have access to a top shelf open bar, what are you getting all night? Is the Manhattan like, is I'm it just because it was like, what did that wedding have a special drink? You know how sometimes they do like a.
Nope, they didn't do a specialty drink. They just said
they just
have the drink that you
grease,
like.
And they were like, you can have this.
Well, they just told the restaurant, stock up on your liquor.
Shit.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, and this is a restaurant that had Louis Trey on the fucking shelf. You know, that's the type of place it was.
I'm going to pretend like I know what that is.
Louis Trey, the $15,000 cognac.
Got it.
Yeah, it's dope.
I don't really know a lot about cognac.
Cognac. But yeah, so it was delicious and consistent. And, you know, if it's an open bar with top shelf, I'm getting any
sort of... You said that three times now, but every time anyone says the words top shelf open bar, my like eyelids flutter. I'm like, that sounds very cool.
I think this one, I did just Maker's... it wasn't regular Maker's Mark. It was what's the level up?
Small batch.
Yeah, small batch Maker's Mark Manhattans. Mm. And it's fire. It's so good. But if I can, I'm going to go with like a really good whiskey.
Yeah. And, that's a good point. If it's actually top shelf open bar and they have like $50 to $80 bourbons there, that's the actual answer.
Yeah, Mm-hmm. And people were doing, you know, just free pours neat of like Johnny Walker Blue.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And, you know, some people don't like Johnny Walker Blue. I like Johnny Walker Blue, but I don't think it's worth the price.
Yeah, it's the same way I feel about like Grey Goose, where me, Grey Goose kind of just tastes like syrup and it's too thick. So
thick.
I'll take a Kettle One or a Tito's any day over Grey Goose. Like, if Grey Goose is all you got, listen, I'll figure it out. Yeah. I'll figure it out.
You know
right?
what vodka is really good? That it was kind of like a, what's it called? Unsung hero or like a...
Underdog
is Belvedere. You ever had Belvedere? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been to Belvedere's house.
Yeah,
I've rented a cabin out back. I've lived there for more months than I should have.
And you're a Kettle? You like Kettle One, right?
Yes,
Kettle
this is one? Correct. Yeah. I like that. And
I have a giant 1.75 that right here at the house.
Gosh, I wish. I'm looking at my little bar setup. There is no Kettle One in it now. And it yearns for it. A space looks out upon me going, how dare you?
I need to fill you with some Kettle One.
Gross. Anyway, my number one.
You took it there.
is like the least fancy thing. It's the thing I drink the most. And on the road, when you're at the metaphorical, not literal wheel, because don't drink and drive, and you flip up sunglasses to the sky and look at your destination where you're going and being like to yourself, I'm going to get there real quick and real smooth. This is the answer. answer. Okay. It is vodka and ginger ale.
Oh, that is so basic, but I love
my favorite soda and my favorite mixer. You put them together, and what do you got? A goddamn wonderful evening is what you have.
Vodka gingy.
Oh.
I'm assuming here that your choice is Kettle One and ginger.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I have the option, but usually it's like Tito's and Canada Dry. That's more important than what, like, it can be Dubra. That's fine. Dubra, but like, it's not what I'm looking for there. I'm not looking to go Dubra way, but it can be as long as it's Canada Dry. Get that Schweppes the frick out of here, dude. I don't want any of it.
What about the Fox and Park ginger ale? You don't like it?
It's fine. Canada Dry is the best drink in the world.
I got you.
It's full of sugar and I like it.
Isn't there another ginger ale that's like really high end? It's like something Anchor or something.
I don't know. That's heresy. You, how dare Canada Dry.
I'm riding this to the grave. There's another one that you've told me about.
Then you will die before I know it.
And I think
it's the one. Is it the one that the guy on the TikTok who does basically ASMR lives in the woods with his two dogs, and he just says, "Here you go, buddy." That guy.
Oh, I don't know.
Fill air while I Google it.
I'll tell you right now. Werner's ginger ale.
Yes. Werner's. It's like, to me, because of where we live, just like Eagle Rare bourbon, just like Blanton's bourbon, like that kind of hard to get stuff. And when you find it, it's the holy grail. That is my holy grail of ginger ale. I've never had one.
You just fucking buy it on your Amazon. It's on your Amazon wish list, bro. It's been on your Amazon wish list since 2021. This is why I knew.
Listen.
Because I saw your wish list.
I know. Listen, it's... I feel like it's cheating. I don't know. Like the first time I had, let's say like Bland's, right? It's a allocated bourbon that is very, very hard to get. The reason I got it is because a truck came at 2 p.m. on a Friday to a particular package store, which is what we call liquor stores. And I had a guy call me because I told him he was a customer of mine. And I told him to call me if that ever happened. And I rushed over there and I got it. That was the only reason it was available to me. So like... But, like, the hunt, dude.
Yeah, but it's just a ginger ale. just get it, dude.
What?
You're going to go to Michigan.
You are coming against the beast now, okay? You've woken him. You've woken him within me. How dare you say...
Yeah, when are you going to see Werner's freaking ginger ale?
Exactly. One day in my life, I will be staring at it from across the way and finding it like the Holy Grail, Adam.
Okay, all right, okay.
Like an Indiana Jones type adventure, except for nothing large is rolling towards me ever unless something's really going wrong.
All right,
and
touche,
I will lift it to the skies.
You need to take it off your Amazon wish list. What if I got it for you for Christmas or something?
Counts.
It counts for finding it in the wild.
Yeah, that's just a friend being a good guy.
Oh, love that. All right. My number one. This has actually been very recently my number one.
Oh, new addition. It's a new addition. Top five.
Within the past 2 years or so, where I've refined my taste and really was just like, you know what? This is it. This is the one.
Your palate coming into its own.
Yeah. It is a Sazerac.
Fuck.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Yeah, man. And I'll never forget the first time I had one. And it was at a bar in New Haven called Ordinary. And they make a very good one.
And it is everything but.
It is. Extraordinary. That's what it is. Okay. But a Sazerac claims to be the first ever cocktail on record. It is definitely like an old man drink, but it is really flavorful. It's very flavorful. And when it's mixed right and it's not rushed or it's done by a very good bartender, it is so delicious.
Yep. Cognac, absinthe, sugar cube, bitters, and perhaps a lemon zest.
Yeah, lemon zest for show.
And it's between cognac or whiskey.
Yeah, rye whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Rye whiskey is the one. So,
Sazerac is like the OG, man. Like the company that owns like my favorite bourbons is called the Sazerac Company.
See that?
I see it.
Yeah. It's really, really, really good. And if you've never had a Sazerac and you like mixed drinks or you like rye whiskey, maybe a Whistlepig rye. Get
the namesake
Sazerac.
Of Phineas Whistlepig, Deep Cut.
Deep cut Whistlepig. it's just very good. It's when it's extremely cold, it's just it hits so good.
I want a drink.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are our top five favorite cocktails. What are yours? Join the patreon.com/HBOBOIZ and tell us more. You can go on the gosh dang Discord.
Yeah.
This Discord was hopping this week. We watched the Witcher trailer together, the Pixar Elio trailer, the No Hard Feelings trailer, the new Jennifer Lawrence movie. We talked a little bit or saw the Twisted Metal trailer from Peacock. And we discussed all the Flash trailer as well with a lead actor who's never gotten in trouble. We talked about all those things on it. But also what we talked about is something that I wanted to bring up here because it's about TV and I like that stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Variety came out with a article, 2023 Emmy predictions.
Mm.
You will be learning who got nominated with everyone else on July 12th. The voting is from June 15th to 26th. This is Variety's take on who they think is gonna be in certain categories. I don't want to go over all the categories, Adam, but there are a few.
Do the top tier ones.
The biggins.
Best drama series, best comedy, all that.
Of course. So this is drama series. Again, this is Variety. They're guessing, but pretty good guesses.
Sure.
Andor from Disney Plus, Better Call Saul from AMC, The Crown Netflix, House of the Dragon HBO, The Last of Us HBO, Succession HBO, The White Lotus, it's on HBO, and Yellow Jackets. And they also are putting three asterisks near asterisks.
Asterisks.
Next to the IP that they believe is going to win, and they choose Succession.
Yeah, this is something that you said when we were talking during another banter. I can't remember which one. We've done so many.
A lot of it, sure.
Yeah, but you were claiming Succession is going to win. It's going to sweep, which I think it probably will. It has that kind of horsepower, but you know, it's a shame because Better Call Saul is so good. It's so well written. Not that Succession isn't, but it's so well written. The Last of Us was a juggernaut of a show this year. White Lotus, excellent. Probably not as good as the first season, though. And Yellow Jackets, unsung freaking low-hanging fruit of Yellow Jackets. It's wild.
Yeah.
That is a wild show. I didn't watch Andor, I'll be honest with you, so I can't even comment
on it. No, but everyone says it was good.
Yeah,
and,
I know, I hear.
And there was a lot of money that was put into it. I watched the pilot. Pilot was great. Diego Luna. I didn't watch more of it just because Star Wars ain't my thing.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I wish it was my thing, but it's just not.
And that's fine.
It's fine.
The Crown, don't know much about it. My parents watch it. There's that for you. I mean, I don't know how much that, like, is it catered to an older crowd for sure?
Probably, but no, I don't know. I watched the first two seasons of The Crown actually on my top, like when we did our top TV episodes, I missed one. There's a episode of The Crown that is really good. It's about the famous smog of 19 something or other in London, where just like a lot of people died because they got ran over by car. Like it was so foggy that everybody died, basically.
And then House of the Dragon was the last one, and we did a whole podcast on that. If you want to listen to it, go listen to it. But House of the Dragon
also podcast about Succession, which by the way last year for best drama.
Exactly, and that's why I think it'll sweep again. And but House of the Dragon is like, it's not Game of Thrones, you know. It's not going to be as good as Game of Thrones, so you know, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, The Crown has won as well. I think it won 2 years ago.
Sure.
3 years ago was Succession, and 4 years ago was the year that Game of Thrones won for the 8th season.
Weird.
Where everyone was like, okay.
Who'd they win against?
They won against Better Call Saul, Bodyguard, Killing Eve, Ozark, Pose, Succession, and This Is Us. Everyone thought that Succession's first season should have won, if not Ozark or Killing Eve or Better Call Saul. And they gave it to Game of Thrones, and everyone was like, okay.
What?
That one? That's the one we're going with? All right.
Oh, well. Well, I hope it, you know, I feel like it's just kind of a known that Succession is going to win, but I hope that we get surprised. I think that would be really interesting if we got surprised, because I think all these shows have different reasons why they're worthy, I suppose, of an Emmy. But I mean, if Succession gets it, it's kind of divine fate, right?
Yeah, I don't think what you think. Succession gets this hands down. Everyone else is worse.
Honestly, okay. I think The Last of Us has a shot because of how huge it got.
Nah, Succession. Comedy series. They have here Abbott Elementary, Barry, The Bear, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Only Murders in the Building, Shrinking, Ted Lasso, and Wednesday.
Mm.
And they are choosing award-winning darling Abbott Elementary as their choice.
I know nothing about that show.
I've watched the pilot. It is charming and fun. I haven't watched more of it, but I get it.
I've never even heard of it.
Really?
Yes. I've heard of every other show here except for that one.
Here, let me lift this rock you've been living under.
Yeah, right? Jeez. Well, typically...
Get shit on.
You know, I don't have like regular cable or anything. And yeah,
I mean, me just, either, but...
But like, that's the only way I would see commercials for it is ABC.
I actually do.
Yeah, you do.
I forgot. Dude.
It's on ABC, but like, I don't know any of those network television shows, really. I really don't.
I mean, Barry, the Bill Hader comedy series that I think should be in the drama category. The Bear is amazing. Season 2 coming soon.
Just watch that first season. It's great.
And we'll be talking about the second season on this podcast because heck it's so sick.
Yeah.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel haven't watched. Only Murders in the Building is good. It has some really good moments. Shrinking, I haven't watched. Everyone tell it's really good.
Shrinking's great. Ford's I watched it. Yeah. Yeah. I watched it.
Ted Lasso, you can go back. We did a podcast about it.
Mm-hmm.
We did a podcast about Barry's first season too, and then we kind of fell off. But like, it's a show where I've watched most of it on YouTube. I know how it ends at this point.
Yeah.
And I would say it's a very good show, just also barely a comedy. And Wednesday on Netflix, which I couldn't get past the first episode because it made me so mad.
Did it really?
Yes.
What made you mad about it?
Oh, we're Hogwarts, but in the Wednesday world and worse.
Oh, understood. Okay.
By every measure, we're worse than Hogwarts. Also, Wednesday's here, and she has piranhas eat people and doesn't get arrested. And like,
yeah, I didn't watch it, so I don't know. okay, I'd like to make a plea to skip right over to lead actor.
I love that. Lead actor in a drama. Brian Cox, Succession. Kieran Culkin, Succession. Harrison Ford, 1923. I don't even know what that... I do know what 1923 is, but interesting. Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul. Pedro Pascal, The Last of Us. Jeremy Strong, Succession. And they are giving it to Kieran Culkin of Succession, who I think will win this.
Yeah,
although,
I've heard about this.
If, I mean, the scene that he's going to get the Emmy for, like, dude, I mean, it is intense. And, but if Bob Odenkirk got this for the last season of Better Call Saul, I wouldn't be mad. If Pedro Pascal got this, Jeremy, if any one of these guys, I have no idea what 1923 is, but Harrison Ford is Harrison Ford. So,
yeah, he was fucking Han Solo in Shrinking, pretty much. He was a slightly nicer Han Solo.
Boom. That's the reason why Shrinking. I would say I think Kieran Culkin deserves it, and I would give it to Kieran Culkin. But if anybody, any one of those, I'm fine.
Right on. Yeah. Well, obviously, I haven't seen Succession. Pedro Pascal, love him. Bob Odenkirk, love him. Again, Harrison Ford, don't know what he did in 1923, but I've heard about this Kieran Culkin performance. So I think I'm with you. If anyone got this, I'd be like, sick. They deserve it.
Kieran Culkin's Kendall Roy, he believed he was pre-grieving a death in his family. Turns out at the funeral, not pre-grieving. He hadn't grieved at all, and he had to do a speech. Speech went bad, so
it went badly.
And he should get a freaking Emmy for it.
Lead and actor now, comedy,
yeah, that one. Bill Hader and Barry, Steve Martin, Only Murders in the Building, Martin Short, the same thing. Jason Segel in Shrinking, Jason Sudeikis and Ted Lasso, and Jeremy Allen White in The Bear, who they are giving the nod to, and I would as well.
Yeah, he was great, and
so freaking good.
I don't know if anyone here listening has watched. Just lost it. Fucking what show is it? It is Shameless.
Nice. You found it. That was quicker than I thought you'd get it.
Yeah, as Lip. And he was also great in that. I think he's a very talented actor. And I think he's very underrated. So I hope he gets this. Although I really love Jason Sudeikis as Ted Lasso.
Yeah, it's one of those things again where like, it's, I feel fine with most of it. But I do really do lean into Jeremy Allen White's performance in the first season of The Bear.
It was fucking cool. He was so good. Yeah.
I would not usually usually bring up guest actor drama, but Murray Bartlett for The Last of Us and Nick Offerman for The Last of Us are in this. I mean, Giancarlo Esposito for The Mandalorian as well. James Cromwell in Succession. We got a lot of Succession here as well. And Andy Serkis for Andor. They give it to Nick Offerman from that Last of Us episode. Oh, and yeah.
He's great. Yeah, he was really good.
Give it to him. let's go to lead actress in a drama. Melanie Lynskey for Yellowjackets. By the way, Sophie Nalisse playing the same character but younger in Yellowjackets. Helen Mirren, 1923. What is this show?
I don't know. I've seen it advertised, but I know nothing about it.
Bella Ramsey in The Last of Us, Sarah Snook, Succession, and Imelda Staunton in The Crown. They are giving the nod to Sarah Snook and Succession, and I get that.
Yeah, I think again, just because of how huge it was, I think Bella Ramsey has a chance. And she exceeded a lot of people's expectations as Ellie in that show. If you're a fan of the game.
Yeah, and I get choosing, I assume these are just the ones that they decided for Yellowjackets for Melanie and Sophie to nominated, but
Melanie is okay.
I would give it to Melanie. I don't think I would give Sophie Nalisse this nomination. I think I would probably, oh boy, like the girl who plays teenage Lottie the girl who plays teenage Misty before her, but I don't mind it.
But she was, if it's for this season, she was in this season a lot.
Oh yeah, a lot of the bad things happen to her.
Yeah, she had some pretty intense like acting sequences. So, and she was good. She was very good.
I agree. I'm just good. Lead actress in a comedy. Christina Applegate, Dead to Me, have not seen it. Rachel Brosnahan in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, haven't seen it. Quinta Brunson in Abbott Elementary, haven't seen it. And they're trying to give it to her because she's won a lot in the past and she probably will again. Selena Gomez, Only Murders in the Building. I like that. Natasha Lyonne, Poker Face, Ryan Johnson's show. I haven't watched it. And Jenna Ortega's Wednesday. I don't like it. So
I don't like it.
I'm fine. Quinta Brunson, again, haven't said, this is the thing so far I've known the least about.
Yeah, this, I don't know any of, I mean, I know Jenna Ortega on Wednesday. That's it.
Guest actress in a drama. We got Succession and The Last of Us here. Anna Torv and...
Really? She got nominated?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Really?
And Melanie Lynskey, once again, for The Last
of Us. No, she was bad. She was not good in The Last of Us. Did not
I didn't think she was bad.
I didn't like her.
I don't think she should get nominated for an Emmy for that performance.
I think that she was an unbelievable, and not in a good way, an unbelievable actor for that specific role. That whole thing wasn't even in the game.
Yeah, I know.
That whole thing wasn't even there. So that was all new to me. And I don't know. It just seemed really fake.
Listen, she made a choice. Yeah. You didn't like that choice. Yeah. I felt fine about it.
Most people didn't like it.
Harriet Walter in Succession. They are giving the nod. She plays the mom in Succession. She also plays the mom in Ted Lasso.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And she's amazing. She steals every shot she is in Succession. So I'm 100% on board for
right
that.
Right on. Yeah.
Supporting actor F. Murray Abraham from The White Lotus.
What the fuck is that about?
I don't know. People are talking about that performance in such higher regard than I thought it was going to be talked about in.
Not good. And also, didn't he just get hit with slander or something?
I don't know. He's also, Khonshu in in Moon Knight. I don't know. I heard this before. Other people were talking about like he's going to win an award for this. I was like, okay,
why?
He was fine. But like, I would not give him that. Like, I don't know if they're counting Theo James in that show as a lead, but I would give it to him before F. Murray Abraham.
Yeah. It's so weird. That's such a weird prediction.
We have Jonathan Banks, Better Call Saul.
Love
Nicholas
that.
Braun, Succession. Giancarlo Esposito, Better Call Saul.
Also love that.
Matthew McFadden for Succession, who they're giving the nod to. Matt Smith in House of the Dragon. I don't know. You know, maybe. Alexander Skarsgård in Succession. Alexander Skarsgård's amazing. Succession and his character in it is so good. And his dad, I think, right? Stellan Skarsgård?
Yeah, yeah. For a different
if not his
show.
Dad, part of the family, but in Andor.
A Skarsgård.
One of them.
There are so many.
Supporting actor comedy. We have Anthony Carrigan in Barry. He plays NoHo Hank. I'm 100% fine if he gets it, but he probably won't because Harrison Ford in Trinking is the chosen one in this category by Variety.
Yeah, he was fine. He was good.
We have Brett Goldstein in Ted Lasso.
Love that.
Yeah, for sure. Roy Eben Moss Backrack. I don't know how to say his name in the bear, who is, I don't need to keep reading. He's who I'd give it to.
Wait, who did he?
He's he's the brother.
Oh, the brother. Cousin.
Yeah, cousin. I think that performance was insanely good. Yeah,
he's really good.
I think he might be my favorite character in the show just because of how messed up he is.
Ugh.
And he's trying so hard, but always failing. It's just an amazing character. I give this award to him immediately.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Stephen Root, Barry, Tony Shalhoub, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Tyler James Williams, Abbott Elementary, and Henry Winkler in Barry. It's important to note that those Barry seasons are the last ones, as well as Ted Lasso. So you sort of get a bump up there. They have Harrison Ford winning this. I bet Tyler James Williams from Abbott Elementary wins it.
Mm.
And at the end of it, the long forgotten cousin from The Bear, who I think should win it, will be like, I don't even know if they'll cut. Like, maybe he won't even be there.
That's the vibe you get, even though that's a character he plays.
Yeah. Supporting actress in a drama. Supporting
actress. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is a weird one, too.
Yeah. Carol Burnett. God, didn't say that name good. Better Call Saul.
Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett is how I said it. Jennifer Coolidge, The White Lotus, who they are picking to win this. Which,
I don't agree.
Oh,
I don't. We'll come back to that. Agree. Yeah.
Elizabeth Debicki from The Crown. Megan Fahey, White Lotus. Aubrey Plaza, White Lotus. Christina Ricci, the older Misty in Yellow Jackets. Rhea Seehorn in Better Call Saul. And Jay Cameron, Smith Cameron in Succession. Who do you give it to?
I would go Christina Ricci before I went to Jennifer Coolidge. I think Christina Ricci is really, really good as older Misty.
Yeah, I don't. A part of me wants to give it to Megan Fahey for The White Lotus. I think she killed that role.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, I could see that.
But I think the other part of my brain is like, no, this is Christina Ricci's to lose. And but they'll give it to Jennifer Coolidge probably.
I know. I mean, she won for White Lotus season one too, right?
Oh yeah,
she won for the first season.
Yeah, people like her.
Yeah, but she wasn't that good in the second season.
I don't know. I disagree. I liked her very much. I
mean, listen, she was good, but like it wasn't like a blow it out of the park performance like the first season. I think she's way better in the first season.
Okay. All right. I won't fight you on it. I disagree, but I won't fight you.
You thought it was a out of the world good performance?
No, I thought it was good. Great. Great even at
times. Emmy worthy?
No. Probably not.
That's what I have in my brain. Like, should she win an award for that performance? No,
probably not. Good. Give it to Ricci, I suppose. Supporting actress in a comedy, Alex Borstein, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Ayo Adebiri. Oh boy, The Bear, who was really good in The Bear.
Sarah Goldberg. Was good, yeah.
In Barry, Janelle James, who they give it to, Abbott, Cheryl Lee Ralph, Abbott, Hannah Waddingham, Ted Lasso, Lisa Ann Walter, Abbott, and Jessica Williams, Shrinking. I would be 100% surprised if someone from Abbott Elementary doesn't actually win this.
Yeah.
And I choose the performance from The Bear. I think that show, like, low key is one of the best, if not the best show of last year or this year. And
yeah, it's really good.
It's weirdly good. It's like widely loved but weirdly underrated.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's because it's on Hulu or FX, right? It's FX and then it's on Hulu. Like,
yeah.
I think I don't know many people who have Hulu. Like, maybe I don't know if that's just a me thing. I have it now, but like I think that's kind of like the lower end of the streaming giants. It's because their tier structure sucks.
Oh, 100%. If I didn't have to have it, I hate the sentence I was about to say. If I didn't have to have it, I wouldn't have it. I don't have to have it. This is a choice I've made. Really quick documentary and nonfiction special. I'm not going to read all of them, but one of them is The Volcano Resco from Waikiki or Waikiri on Netflix. That is, they don't choose it to win. That was brutal, that documentary. And I think about it all the time. I don't know. Maybe they should give it to them.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Dude, people are on a volcano and it explodes.
Oh, wait. That's the one we watched at your house.
Yeah, they get burned.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible.
It is bad.
Well, the events were terrible. The thing was incredibly captivating.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked it. And I think it should get an Emmy.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not wrong. That was great.
And last but not least, although it is sort of least, animated program. And I'm not, that's not me taking a shot at it. That's just like the zeitgeist. Anyway, Archer, Big Mouth, who they give the nod to, Bob's Burgers, Intergalactic.
Never heard of it.
And The Simpsons. What is Intergalactic?
I don't know.
How have I never heard of this? Kid Cudi. Oh, I have heard of this. Okay, I gotcha. Kid Cudi's in it.
You know what I'm weirdly surprised didn't get nominated was the Cyberpunk show. Mm. I don't know what it's called, but I watched the first episode. It was really intense.
Maybe it was too late.
Maybe it was either too late or too wild. It was fucking wild.
I haven't watched Archer in a bit. Mm. You know what? I'm sad I brought up this category at all. I have no good opinion. I would give to Bob's Burgers personally, but that's based on, nothing.
You know what's wild? They have reality competition as a category.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How the fuck do you win an Emmy for a reality?
Are you back to? Are you bad talking RuPaul, baby?
No. I think RuPaul is a treasure.
Don't come at the queen. But like not in this house.
The reality, reality competition. Like, I don't know. That's just, I don't know that format is Emmy worthy.
Mm.
Like,
disagree.
I don't know. It's just strange to me.
Put Great British Bake Off on it.
Why the hell isn't that even on there?
Give every award to Prue Leith, Paul Hollywood, Noelle Fielding, and Matt.
Well, he's not there anymore.
Which is last. And anyway, he's gone. Give it to all of them.
Well, didn't they have a reality? I think I saw in here reality host.
Yeah, that.
Did I see that in there?
Although it is probably
host
RuPaul.
For reality.
Yeah.
Love is Blind, Queer Eye, RuPaul, Shark Tank, and Top Chef.
I do love me some Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
I can get lost in some Shark Tank, baby.
Well, there's a lot of other categories that we didn't discuss, but those are like the big ones that everyone wants to know.
And this is an hour long. We did it, baby.
We did it. We got there. It'll be shortened, but we did.
Yeah, right. This will be truncated for silence.
For sure.
For sure. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This was fun. I liked it. And again, if you want to hear this earlier, patreon.com/HBOBOIZ. We just finished our Succession podcast and our Last of Us podcast. We have 8 years of back catalog. Go look at it. We watch movies and TV.
Last of Us. You mean Ted Lasso?
Yep.
We also finished Last of Us.
Yeah, we did Last of Us. We do a lot, man. You know?
Yeah. So what's the next? What are the next ones? The Bear?
The Bear and Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion. Ooh, I heard first reviews of Secret Invasion are not good.
If it's bad enough, we'll stop.
Oh, no. We'll be like, yeah, we're going to do a, a wrap up at the end.
Yeah. This is going to be the last. I know it's the second Secret Invasion episode, but it's our last one. Come back and listen to The Bear, because if that doesn't jump the shark, it's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Did you watch the trailer for it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I'm excited for it.
And, by the way, everyone, look forward to a theme song.
Oh, my God.
Someday. One day. Not today, but someday.
You can't even hear it right now. We would play it for you.
You could, but it's not written or real.